always ready.
Mm-hmm. So the Gemara on Chaf, what's that for you? Chaf Chesamad Aleph, right? Fine. So the Mishnah says that they argue, that the Yehudim and Rechamim argue about the mitzvah of Serefas Chametz, right? The Yehuda said you have to burn it, and Rechamim say no. So all of the Achronim, right, the biggest chakira in the mitzvah Teshbisu, getting rid of chametz, is the following, right? Whether or not it's a mitzvah of b'shei val taisa or b'chum vaseh, right? So the Minchas Chinuch has this chakira. Do you have to get rid of the chametz actively? There's a chiv like to get rid of chametz, or is the pshat that no, just a mitzvah that's saying don't have chametz, basically just get rid of chametz, don't have it, fine. So the Minchas Chinuch goes back and forth, whatever, fine. So I thought, again, if you look at the Minchas Chinuch Raya's, I don't think some of the Raya's are necessarily always the most mukhach Raya's, and I think from numerous Gemara's, I think the pashtus is that it's at least according to Chachamim, and very, very possibly, most probably even according to the Rehuda, it's only a Sheval Taisa. It's only a Yisra Asay. So I can show you why that is. So first of all, let's just talk about before Yom Tiv. Right, so the Zechiyu before Yom Tiv, we all, an Erev Pesach, get our chametz and burn it. So already the Achronim discussed, let's say you don't own chametz. Should you go out and buy chametz in order to burn? So I want to say, according to almost all Rishonim, that you do not have to do such a thing. There's no reason to do such a thing, it's against the Gemara. Why? Because when does the mitzvah of Teshbisu take place? So the Pashtus says, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, from Chatzos. Chatzos is a Gemara. There's two Rishonim who people try to say that it's earlier. Right? There's a Rambam and a Rashi. The Rambam, if you read the Rambam, it sounds at first glance like it starts earlier. Because he says you have to get rid of it before Chatzos. That's one. Okay. And Rashi on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, the thing you guys did, down here also seems like it's before Chatzos. So that's already a discussion. In Rashi, that very possibly that's only a Din D'Rabbanan at that case, that point.
Rashi?
The one over here, Rashi says that when you leave town before Rashi on the wall, your Beis Amud Beis holds, or Yehuda holds, you have to burn the chametz dafka before Chatzos. From Chatzos on, you don't burn the chametz. You get rid of it b'chol davar. So it's mavur and Rashi. There's a din. The Rehuda's din of burning is before, mm-hmm. Right? And this Rashi also whatever. Fine. So the question is that din derais din derabanan. So again, that's I think a machlokes between the tour and the rush. How to understand Rashi? I think, but I think again, it's just hard from the Gemara on daf dalam and bay. It's just very hard to understand that deraisa before chatzos, meaning let's say the hamad aleph. Sorry, the Gemara hamad aleph says those tishchad al chametz, and those tishchad al chametz is obviously talking about after chatzos. So it's just hard. Whatever. There's numerous reasons to believe that it's a little hard to understand it's before chatzos. So at least the pashtos, again, you have to get rid of this Rashi. You can say it's the derabanan because the derabanan you have to. I mean, derabanan. You have to get rid of it maybe before, right? Because they made certain derabanans to get rid of chametz. And Rambam, I think you can read off. I don't think Rambam means what he might sound like. Okay, well, I don't want to get into every prat here. But at least the pashtus, I mean, again, figuring out those two Rishonim, but at least the pashtus is that you do not have to get rid of, that you do not have to go out of your way to burn chametz. How do I know such a thing? Because we never do such a thing. Because the Gemara says, the Chachamim say, I mean, the Chachamim, according to Rehudi, Chachamim, rabbis, according to everybody, say that you should get rid of your chametz when? When does everyone get rid of their chametz?
In the morning.
The morning, whatever, by the fifth, by the sixth hour, whatever it is, right? It says you get, you, but comes the fifth hour, you can't use it anymore, the sixth hour, right, you've been burning the chametz. I'm saying chatzos is not at the end of 6 hours, the 7th hour, and chacham said to burn it in the 6th hour. So pasha just chacham said to burn it before the zman chiyuv. So the chur, the pasha says that okay, that you could say they're being oker mitzvah and torah kum v'asim, but that's very hard. The easiest thing to say is that no, there's no such mitzvah to have chametz in order to burn it. There's if you have chametz, you have to burn it. But mitzvah to have chametz. Mm-hmm. That's I think a very easy understanding of that's I think the simplest answer. There's one risha. So now I was bothered because of the
bottom. Wait a minute, I understand. So what's your proof? Your proof? You just said
proof
I have arrived.
Proof
what's your
fun.
Proof?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The chachamim say. The rabbis say.
Which
the,
rabbis?
The ones who are masaking everything. Not Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda.
Not the Rabbi Yehuda.
I mean, everybody. The
what we do.
Not just what we do. The you know, everyone, both Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham agree to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis and Beis. That says that you should, Yud Beis and Beis, Yud Alf and Beis, that you should surf Mitzchil Shesh, exactly. They say that you surf Mitzchil Shesh.
Before this man derisive.
And that's not even, there's no Zman Chiyav yet. Teshpisu is after Shesh, it's Bechatzos.
Wait, but how do you know Rabbi Yehuda will agree to that?
Because the Gemara here it says surfing. Everyone agrees to that. The Mishnah says surfing. There's no reason to say Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree to this.
Wait, which Mishnah are you?
Mishnah Yud Aleph and Beis.
Yeah, what does it say?
Mishnah Yud Aleph and Beis. I think actually even the Gemara I think actually makes it for Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
And the Gemara bringing up Kol Shah I think actually makes this Gemara for Rabbi Yehuda. Can check.
Let's check.
Okay. Kol Shah Shemotzer Ma'achav. No, sure, can leave. Whatever. Okay. Anyway, so the Mishnah. There's no. I don't think this is part of the machlokas. Everyone says you're sore from betchila sheish, right? They argue about when exactly is this, or is there an iser hanah at the? Is there an iser hanah at the fit? Is not. I mean, this is the deal of when the other isurim are. But everyone says you're sore from betchila sheish. No, never.
I don't know how you know this is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Can you please tell me how you know that? You say everyone. Who is everyone?
No, never said not like that.
That's not a proof.
I'm saying that absolutely. You should look at all the Gemaras. I'm pretty sure that's just the.
I mean, you have a Gemara, and you're saying.
Okay, fine.
You are assuming.
Okay. I think
I'd like to know your assumption. Okay.
I happen to remember. I don't remember all the Gemaras right now. Please read the Gemaras and see if that's a viable option. Okay. No. I'm saying that. Let's see if it's a viable option.
In fact, the Rashi is also passing like Rabbi Yehuda. They would say the Har Gemara.
I'm sorry. What?
Rashi Tosfos is hold like Rabbi Yehuda la'alach. Therefore,
where does Rashi passing like
Rabbi
Yehuda?
There's a Rashi
that they quote. I think it's really Rashi in Tshuva. The Rashi quotes it, I think, or something.
What?
I think the Rishonim quote a Rashi in Tshuva that says they pass on the Rishonim.
Tosfos also Tosfos.
I think it's quoted in the Rashi or something. I don't know.
Yeah, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes it there. The Tosos also says that we all like Rabbi Yehuda.
It happens to be Tosos holds it.
Yeah.
I don't know if Rashi holds it.
The Aruch HaShulchan quotes a Rashi on it as well. He quotes Rashi on the Aruch HaShulchan.
Okay.
So anyway, according to whoever.
So let's say Rashi and Tosos holds it. So what?
I'm sorry for interrupting, brother. Just to help you out here.
I'm not
sorry. I think you may help.
Therefore what? No. So you have Rashi and it happens to be the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam and the other Rishonim do not pass.
The way they read the Gemara, they're reading the Gemara and going to Rashi. Rashi says, "Well, the Gemara, even though it doesn't say it, it's totally against the way you pass it according to Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara doesn't say it. It came to only like Rabbi Yehuda, only Chachamim. And Rashi's we talk a passing, but Tosfos we passing like Rabbi Yehuda.
I don't understand. You're telling me you bring me a raya that this Gemara must go according to Aliba de Kulayama because Rashi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. But what about the other Rishonim who hold like the Chachamim? So therefore, what?
Okay, so look in the Gemara, see if it's a viable option. Okay,
we must explain every Gemara.
I haven't seen such a thing.
Nobody says such a thing.
Okay,
how do you know?
I'm telling you. I looked through it.
And therefore what? What's your proof?
The pashas of the Gemara.
The Gemara over here also on the base of the base.
The Gemara is going according to everyone in the Mishnah. Gemara is explaining the Mishnah.
Rabbi Yehuda. Just look through the Gemara. Just see if it's a viable option. I don't think it is. Just look. Okay, fine. Okay. If you want to see if it's MS? Check.
Okay. I will check.
Chazi, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
So go. It's on you. Look through the Gemara. You're basically. If I was in the Gemara right now,
we have to look.
I'm pretty sure it's the first. Look at you. Read by yourself during, I don't know. Tomorrow during come 10 minutes early to davening, read the Beis Mavis and finish the first.
Okay.
So now, assuming that it is not that is according to everybody, which I'm pretty sure all the Rishonim hold like. So then that would be a good raya that we do not say there's a chiyuv of the shpisa, because then you have to say that the chachamim told you to burn the chametz at a time that is going to oker a davar min haTorah, because they're going to basically come to a point where we're never going to have chametz when the chiyuv actually is chal, and you'll never do the mitzvah. So that was, I thought, was a good har, and I think I found someone who said that. I don't remember who. So now I was so bothered by this. I felt like, I thought it was push and shut so much. And I'm thinking, like, I just don't understand the minhag. It's push it. We don't do that. The minhag is fine. The minhag is, what do we do? We all burn our chametz in our Pesach. Why do we do that? We do it because we're knowing, it's a chumrah to be knowing like Rashi. Because Rashi says that, all Rishonim disagree with Rashi, but push and shut, that, because all the Rishonim say that Yehuda only says to do Sreifa after Chatzos. We burn our chametz before Chatzos. According to most Rishonim, there's no reason to burn. But according to Rashi, he says to burn it before Chatzos. Fine. But I understand there's a Ramah. The Ramah says, based on the Marivayil, the Ramah says that you should first burn it and then do Bittul. Why? So you can do Bittul, you can burn your own chametz. If you did Bittul, then it wouldn't be yours. You'd be yours, and you'd be burning chametz, which is Einu Shelo. So I was thinking so.
Wait, burn, wait, don't start. Say it again. What?
Marival quoted in the Ramah. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch. It's in Hilchos Pesach. Check it out.
Yeah.
So he says that you, that, this is our minhag, that you first burn the chametz, and then you do Kol Chamira. Mm-hmm. That's what we do every year.
Right.
Why? Marival explains, put in the Ramah, that because you want to burn your own chametz. If you would first do Kol Chamira, then it wouldn't be yours anymore, and you wouldn't be Mekayim Tashpiso al chametz Shalom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So says the Ramah, Marival, fine.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand. Based on what I thought was Pashat from this Mishnah, there's no mitzvah of Tashpiso at that point anyway. So we do. If it's an Isra say, again, maybe this would be a Shida that disagrees. I was like, what? I just don't understand. If there's no Tashpisu anyway, so what are we
gaining?
If it's a mitzvah, it's just an Isra say. If it's just an Isra say, so then why are we dafka burning chametz shalo? It's just an Isra say, not to have chametz after Zman Yisuro.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do whatever you want. Why does it have to be? So okay, you see,
Chora. So you see, not like you. That's a raya. That the real taka is.
Yeah, very good. So when you read the Gemara again tomorrow morning, time is for Shachris, you'll see that it's impossible to say such a thing. So what's Pshat? So I looked around. I just don't understand what's going on.
I'm talking about before you mentioned.
I know.
That you said.
Look, if I'm pretty, the Mishnah is the first. I'm pretty sure the first.
Of burning.
I know, but I think it's the first that it's like that. The Mishnah is according to Yehuda as well, right? So you can say the Rashi.
I'm talking about that. I'm saying what you said originally.
Yeah, the what?
You started off originally by saying that according to Rashi, that the mitzvah of burning actually is before.
Yeah, that's what Rashi says. That right?
Okay. Correct. So if you say it like that,
so the question is, what do you do with the Gemara? Because the Gemara in Daf Hey.
Yeah.
The word that hey says that the word that hey says the following: Lo sishcha chametz dam zevchi, lo sishcha pesach v'dayin chametz kayim, ve'ima kol chay v'chay ki shachid zman shchita amrachmana. Fine. So that you cannot one of the makor is just what the makor is, and it's clear from the Gemara they're not arguing in din. Whatever. You look at the Gemara here, and the Shach V'Tari, no one's arguing dinner, arguing just what the makor of the Gemara is, of the Torah is. And the Gemara says that lo sishcha al chametz dam zivchi, that you cannot, that the makor is from do not have chametz when you at the zman right shkidas apesa. So that's the makar for tashbisu. So how can you say that there's a chiyuv to get rid of it?
Look, you
beforehand?
Could say. I mean, just to go very slow. What the Gemara is talking about is the iser, you know, the not to have, right? The negative. So in terms of the positive,
there's no such mitzvah because
Which mitzvah?
There's no mitzvah of positive. This the one mandam.
No mitzvah. Tashbih, so is a positive mitzvah.
That's the machlokas here. If we learn it from here, or learn it from there. But there, you don't can't learn it from both. The Gemara says that the question is how you know you learn it from how you know that Tashbisu is from Chatzos.
One says Achalak,
right? One says Achalak, and one says from Lo Tishkal Acham is Dam Zevchi.
Right. Yeah.
So you see that the Isser is do not have Chametz after Zman.
Right. That's
Zman
in the negative.
And that they're defining Tashbisu. They're coming
to
define Tashbisu.
I'm going to explain. Just give me a second, and I will answer this difficulty.
Yeah.
The answer is that according to Rashi, you could say that when you do the positive tashbisu before, then you will be mekayim the negative of not having it after the chatzos. So in Akhanami, you actively, Rashi will say, do the burning or whatever tashbisu means before chatzos, then you have the kiyum of tashbisu after chatzos in not having the chametz. You follow? By doing the act before chatzos, you have the kiyum after chatzos. That's how Rashi would learn the Gemara.
I mean, you're saying that since you have to get rid of the
problem, right?
So the problem is against this Gemara.
Why?
Because this Gemara, Rashi says, the Gemara says that the mitzvah of the Gemara, the Torah says, "Ach b'yom arishon tashbisu se'or mitzvateichem," and also "shivas yom se'or lo yimatziv bateichem." Right? You can't have it 7 days.
Right.
Ach b'yom arishon tashbisu.
The Gemara says it can't be referring to Yom Tov.
Rashi says,
because you'll be violated by Rashi.
So Rishon ask Rashi, what's the stira?
Right.
What's the problem? So the Torah says you can't have chametz on Pesach. Burn it on the first day.
Right.
Fine. So burn it that night. That's not a stira.
Why is it not a stira?
What?
It's night, but Rashi says before you have a chance.
Exactly. So Rashi understands.
Before you have a chance to burn it, you're already over by Rashi. That's
right. Rashi will learn. Rashi
so
will
what's the problem?
Hold on. So Rashi will learn that when the Torah says that do not have chametz on Pesach, it means you have to get rid of it beforehand.
Right.
Oh. No. So now the Gemara says no. So therefore,
it must mean Erev. Therefore, the mitzvah of Tashbisu can't be referring to Pesach.
So you see that according to Rashi, Tashbisu means. So what do we rather what? Rather, Tashbisu is referring to Chatzos, not at night, because Tashbisu means that's when you have to burn it. If Tashbisu meant, one thing,
No.
Tashbisu over here. What's the stira? It says Ach b'yom rishon Tashbisu.
Right.
Burn it at night.
Right.
According to you, if Tashbisu means do not have it by then,
right? Then what's the stira?
Then what's the stira?
Right. So okay. So that's a good question. Just because you ask a good question doesn't mean I cannot give
that's a good answer. That's a good answer.
Okay. So,
that's a good answer.
So my good answer will be that the nature of Tashbisu will change depending on whether it's on Pesach or on Erev Pesach. Let's go slow. So in Akhanami, when you're dealing with Pesach itself, then we're going to say, as Rashi says, the two are contradictory. In other words, the two go, if you have one, they're mutually exclusive. You cannot have both at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But once you say that Tashbisu is Erev Pesach, then the very nature of Tashbisu becomes of a different meaning. The very nature of
Tashbisu.
No, that's what I'm saying. It does not.
Where are you coming from? You can't come out of nowhere.
Wait, just for a second. Let me first give the answer, then you'll attack all you want, okay?
You
don't
your
have
answer.
Your fun, okay? One sec.
I didn't raise my voice yet.
When we're dealing with Pesach itself, then the nature of Tashbisu means in terms of not to have the chametz. And that's contradictory in terms of destroying the chametz, because if you destroy, you actually have it, as Rashi points out.
Mm-hmm.
But once you're dealing with Erev Pesach, then the very concept of Tashbisu means that you have the kiyum of not having the chametz. So then it's possible to separate the two and say, oh, I'll do the act of Tashbisu before chatzos, and I'll have the kiyum of Tashbisu after chatzos.
Right, you need some, but I need, you could say lots of things.
Right.
I need some reason in the world why Rashi would do such a thing.
So I'm telling you the very. I'm explaining
what's the
to you why.
No.
I'm explaining
I don't
to you what the hefrach is.
I want to know. Yeah. What
the hefrach is. because the nature of Teshbisu is different. See, on Pesach, no, that is. If you think about the Svara makes sense. See, once you say on Pesach there's a mitzvah of Teshbisu, then Teshbisu really becomes what we would say, you know, a lav anita klase. You have the lav and you have the ase, and then of course, you know, the two become mutually exclusive. Mm-hmm. But once it's a question of erev Pesach, then we're not saying it's a din of lav anita klase. Then we say it's a kiyum of teshbisu. I do the teshbisu before I'm over the lav. You follow? When it's on Pesach itself, then the very nature is a lav anita klase. But when it's erev Pesach, then it's different. Then it's a din in the kiyum. The nature of the mitzvah changes depending whether it's erev Pesach or Pesach itself. That's what I'm saying.
You can say like all the Rishonim that it's on erev Pesach, and the chiyuv is to get rid of it after Chatzos. Like all the Rishonim say, almost every Rishon says that. They all say that it's on erev Pesach, and yet the chiyuv is to get rid of it after Chatzos. Comes Chatzos, you start getting rid of it.
But that's not how Rashi understands.
I know, but you didn't give a hechra who says such a thing.
Look, you asked me a question in Rashi. I've answered the question in Rashi. I've explained the Rashi. Now I don't know what else you want. Hechra answers all the problems.
No. Hechra means the following. I'm just talking about the word hechra. Hechra means that when the Gemara seems to say clearly what the
I
word
I gave you a svara. What else do you want?
I said a hechra.
If you have a machlokes rishonim, you can't give a hechra because you would never have a machlokes.
No, because I'm saying no machlokes.
I know what you want. Okay, leave me alone.
I don't understand.
I gave you what you want. Okay,
I don't,
whatever.
But svaras are
okay,
easy.
I don't know what you want from your hechra. Okay, like, whatever. If you're going to have a hechra, you can't have a machlokes. Okay,
no,
according to your hechra approach, let's close all the books and we'll say only one Rishon is hechra and everybody else is wrong. That's your hechra.
I'll say that one person reads the words this way, another person reads the words that way.
It's not always a question of reading words. Sometimes it's a question of svara. You ever heard of a svara before?
Never.
What are you giving me this word business?
I know Gemaras, right?
Oh, come on. No, I'm serious, okay?
No,
I give you a svara.
I don't need svara. I want to know. The Gemara clearly says
not everything is a hechra from the words. You know what,
okay,
Rafi?
So then,
you have two ways of reading Gemara, and you can read it both ways.
But why would
not
you,
everything is a hechra? Okay?
Why would you change from a word?
Because of a svara. That's why you change.
But there's no reason to do such
Rafi,
a thing.
Rafi, welcome to the world of lambdas. I'm very serious.
I've never
heard of lambdas before.
I've heard a lot
All
of
you know is read the Gemara and what's your hechra, and that's your learning style.
Correct.
Okay, Rafi, what do you
Correct.
Want? Okay,
read the Gemara. And tell
okay,
me what's about
I have news for you. That's not the only way to learn, okay?
I didn't tell you have to learn. I'm asking.
All right, fine. Let's go. All right. I've said my piece, okay?
So fine. That's one possible way of reading this Gemara. The other possible way of reading this Gemara is that Rashi, no, Rashi learns, which, like, I thought the Gemara would be saying. Okay, as far as might be possible, I don't know what the words seem to say.
Yeah.
That it's the Echanami, there's a chiv, only get rid of it. Tashmizu seems to get rid of it, what the words say. And then, what is this Marival saying? Okay, so we can come up with Sfaras. That's one possibility.
Yeah.
Or we can kind of look what the Marival actually says. So the Marival quotes Orzerua. If you look at Orzerua, it doesn't exist. It's problematic. However, there's a Marach Orzerua, and the Chor, that's what the Marival was quoting, because he has actually says Maram Orzerua. So the Chor, it's a misprint, and it means Marach Orzerua. Fine. So he's calling a Marach Orzerua. Very good. So what does Marach Orzerua say? The Marach Orzerua says that we should be Mahadir according to Rabbi Yehuda, since there is a mitzvah of burning chametz, so we should wait until after Chatzos, keep your chametz until after Chatzos and burn it. So says the Marach HaRezerua. Fascinating. No one in the world that I know of does such a thing. Okay? But that's what the Marach HaRezerua says. Now that's Marival is based on that Marach HaRezerua.
Is it against the Gemara though?
Oh, it's against the Gemara. Very good question. No, I'm asking. It's a very, very good question. I'm just saying, but that's what the words say.
Right.
Now, the Chor you have to say that when Chazal said, the Marach HaRezerua understood, that when Chazal said, it's a very good question, the Chor you have to say, that Marach HaRezerua understood, when Chazal said, Sorf B'Shechil HaSheish, not that you have to be Sorf B'Shechil HaSheish. That's when you could be Sorf B'Shechil HaSheish. There is a kiyum to wait until after, but okay. But like, this is in right. terms
you
of
mean
like,
you can start burning before. I don't understand what you're saying. What's your answer?
No, because he's saying goof. My question, my what I started with today, that the Mishnah, according to this, the Mishnah is saying to never be mekayem mitzvah tashmisa. That was my question originally.
Yeah. So
right?
What's your answer?
So Marav or Zeruah said in a chinami, and that's why you should wait until after chatzos. He might have bit the bullet.
I don't understand.
Don't burn chametz after chatzos. He says
because you want to mekayem mitzvah.
Yeah. We have a question. The Gemara says burn it mitchila sheikh.
Right.
Marach or Zeruah says after.
Right.
Sheikh. What's your answer
the
to
answer
this
to that
question?
Is that he understood the Gemara is not saying that you have to burn it mitchila sheikh.
But
saying that you could burn it mitchila
sheikh. But I don't understand
that's
what do you mean. You could. You could burn it from the morning too. What do you mean? You
can
burn it 3 days
morning,
before.
No, because the Gemara just means, the Mishnah just means that until that point, there's mutter behind up. So why would you burn things? I got to burn something that's mutter behind up.
Wait a minute. You need a Mishnah to explain to me that I can start burning. And let's say I feel like burning 2-3 hours before. I don't need Mishnah to tell me logistics and practicality. What is this? Practical rabbinics here?
Yeah.
The Mishnah is telling you halakha, not practical
do
logistics.
Do you have another answer for the Marach as well?
I don't know if I have another answer. I'm just saying, according to the
so
way you're saying it.
When the Gemara says...
The Gemara is teaching you practical advice. That's what you just said.
The Mishnah all
right?
the time tells you what you should do. That's what
I can't believe this. This is horrible. Okay. Okay, you know, let's close the books. We'll learn Mishnah Brura and Halakha L'Maisa, and that's it.
No,
okay,
you know
this is what learning
from?
Is all about.
You know where the
oh, come
from?
On, give me a break, okay?
The Gemara, you know the Gemara comes from the Mishnah? This is what Mishnah is doing.
No, I'm sorry,
sometimes
that's not how we learn, okay?
Sometimes you a concept, and sometimes
no, Mishnah is don't tell you practical
do.
Logistics.
Really?
I mean, come on.
Ever read Masechta Avodah Zarah? Ever read Masechta Avodah Zarah?
Yeah.
Push it every other line in Masechta Avodah Zarah.
Yeah.
It tells you which things, which, like, just which... Which stuff, like which things are Avodah Zarah and which are not?
That's a different question.
Why are they telling us this? Is there any lumpus in those? And the Rishonim all say,
question.
No, they're just telling us what, because you have to know.
Yeah, you have to know. But here, you don't need the Mishnah to tell you. Common sense will
no,
tell,
so
tell you this.
Explaining. It,
unless you happen to be a moron and you can't think for 3 seconds, then you need a Mishnah. But anybody who has half a brain can figure this out on their own. I don't need a Mishnah to teach me that.
So,
I mean,
fine.
Come on, Rafi.
There's two possibilities.
I mean, give me a break.
Two possibilities. Either
there's
some,
no way we're going to buy
either like I'm saying, or a tzarech in on the market. Either way,
I'd rather have a tzarech in than a lousy teretz like that. I mean, there's no way you're gonna get away with this. No way. Okay.
So I'm gonna leave
no way you're saying
I'll
this.
Leave
okay.
Fine. So I'll leave the market.
Right. I'm not gonna let you do
fine.
This.
So I'll
okay.
Leave the market.
Right.
Tzarech.
Much better. Okay.
Tzarech in the market. But since the market is the marker for the Ramah, right?
Yeah.
So now tzarech in on the Ramah, and since the Ramah is the marker for our minhag, now tzarech in on our minhag. Okay?
Yeah.
Happy? So what is the minhag? Meaning, the Marach or Zeruah is saying to Mekayim is the Shvisu. So what's... So basically, you have to say, to explain this, our minhag, you have to say that we're...
You're saying if we really are following Marach or Zeruah, we should really wait till the end of the sixth hour. That's your question.
The Ramah is not telling you to do it. Right. The Ramah is not...
So you want to explain...
Marach is basically borrowing Marach or Zeruah.
So what's the pshat in the Ramah?
Right.
Yeah.
So you have to say,
yeah.
That, and just showing you where this is all coming from, right? So you have to say that the Ramah Stam is being machmir for the Tur's understanding of Rashi, that the Rash that the Tur according to Rashi and the Rashi according to the Tur is you have a chiyuv to you have a chiyuv Dafka to burn it before chatzos, right? Like one possibility in Rashi, and there's Dafka mitzvah to burn it mamish. It's not, and that sounds like it might be a din d'oraisa to burn it before Yom Tov. So we're going basically having the minhag is based on these two chumras. It's based on the chumrah to assume that Rashi before chatzos is actually telling you actually have to burn it like you were liking, right? And then you'll have to say your lamdis. And it's assuming that you have a chiyuv to burn, not just a shevat tais. That's the minhag of Klal Yisrael. So very good. According to the so then you can ask Rabbi Balzum for all the lamdis to explain that minhag. But that's the makar for the minhag. Fine.
Okay.
Now, okay. So, but I still think that very nice. Okay, but according to most Rishonim, the whole thing is all bottom of photo, meaning that
we should not be doing it.
Yeah, Yeah, you not should not. You could. It doesn't make a difference. Meaning,
there's no point.
There's no chiyuv. Right? Mm. So now, the question is, how about on Pesach or after his money? So that's all before his money, right? So as long as we're machmir big chumra, it's not Klal Yisrael. So Pachi, you have to do it. But okay, it's a big chumra. And it's not. I called Rabbi to find out. Like after learning this, I realized it's a big chumra. So I was wondering. Like I called Rabbi to like say like, does he agree? Like this is yeah Pachi, it's a big chumra, and that's the minhag. Fine, good. So I was happy that at least he agreed with me. Fine. So fine. That's a minhag. Okay, that's a minhag. Question is, how about on Pesach or after Zmani Suro? Is that what's the minhag to teach such Pesach then? Is that then also is there a chiyuv to get rid of it, or also is it still only Shabbat Israel on Pesach, right?
So it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you find chametz, you have to burn it.
Right. Why? Because Paschim Rabbi Yehuda. Right, right. Yeah. So
because we Paschim. No, we don't Paschim. We Paschim like the Chacham. That's not correct. No. Shulchan Aruch and Rama Paschim like the Chacham. Only Tosos Paschim like Rabbi. We do not Paschim like
there's
Rabbi.
There's no reason to burn it according to the Chacham. Is that not true? Is that a Mishnah? I think it's a Mishnah.
But the Machlokis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, is only Erev Pesach. On Pesach itself, don't they all agree?
No, that's a Mishnah in Torah.
That what?
That on Pesach, and I think it's also Gemara Mufresh, from Daf Yud Beis and Mabeis. That on Pesach, the Chum holds that it's Rabbi Yehuda holds it's been in Nisrafin. The Chachamim say it's not been in Nisrafin, it's been in Nikbar, because they hold it before the Zerah Leruah. They do not say that you have to burn it. Lachar's my Surah. That's only Rabbi Yehuda.
Are you telling me everybody passing is like Rabbi Yehuda?
No,
is that what you're telling me?
Machmir like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what I'm telling you.
I mean, just the Chumra Ba'ama?
That's what we've shown him, so he's Machmir. What do you want?
He's being mocked. Yeah. And the Raman will say you don't have to burn it.
Correct.
Just get rid of it.
Black and white Raman says you do not have to burn it. He says before it's Israel Ruah. Because he passed into the Chachamim. But the Shulchan Aruch is Machmir.
Even during Pesach and Rabbah or before Erev Pesach?
After his Mani Surah, yeah. This is my first Mishnah in Tmurah, at the end of Tmurah.
That what?
That is Machlokas, Chachamim or Yehuda. If on Pesach you have to burn it or before it's Israel Ruah.
I think the Mishnah in Tmurah is still not on Pesach.
Just look at the Mishnah.
What does it say?
The Mishnah says that it's talking about, it says coming to Pesach. And the Gemara over here on your Beis
Maybe it's talking about Erev Pesach.
The Gemara over here says that Acher's Mani Suro, right? According to all the Rishon, according to almost every Rishon, the goof of the Machlokas between Rehuda and Chacham is only after his Mani Suro. That's according to almost all Rishon over here. Rehuda is only after his Mani Suro. That's the whole Machlokas. And according to Rashi,
it's the reverse. He says that
after his Mani Suro, everyone agrees that it's B'chol Davar.
Right.
So everyone agrees that Chacham hold, it might even be Rehuda holds at that point. But everyone agrees that Chacham hold that on Pesach is B'chol Davar. No one ever disagrees with such a thing.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry if I'm reading Gemara. That's what Gemara says. Right? Okay? Got it? Everyone agrees. Rashi, according to Rashi.
You're telling me the Mishnah in Tmura says what?
I forget the Mishnah in Tmura. Gemara here. Right? According to Rashi, right? Everyone holds after Zmani Suro, it's Bechol Davar.
Right.
Right? And according to.
So then the Mishnah in Tmura is talking about on Pesach or on Erev Pesach?
According to Rashi. That's the kasha that everyone asks on Rashi. All the Rishonim over here ask on Rashi from the Mishnah in Tmura. Fine. Mm. So that's why I'm working better than the Gemara here because it's converging.
But answer me, according to Rashi, the Mishnah in Tmura is talking about Erev Pesach or on Pesach itself?
Then it seems like it's talking about Erev Pesach. On Pesach, everyone agrees it's B'chol Davar.
Okay, fine.
So I don't care. I'm just saying, according to Chacham, it's B'chol Davar. This is my first. It's referring to Russian. That's it. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Fine.
Yeah.
So now, according to Chacham, now we can move on?
Yeah.
Fine. According to the Chachamim, you can do it b'chol davar on Pesach, right? Mm-hmm. So I want to know, according to Yehuda, you should do it b'sreifa, right? So according to Yehuda, the pashtus is that it would be that there's a that you can't just get rid of it. You have a chiv to burn it, right? Mm-hmm. So if you come back, say, Pasha, you have a chiv to burn. It's like Nosa. He learns it from Nosa. You have a chiv to burn. But how according to Chacham, the Chacham who say you can just mafar the Zerah L'Ruach, is that you have a din to mafar the Zerah L'Ruach? you have a din that is your way of getting rid of your chametz. And just like the chum say, just like Rabbi Yehuda says, you have a chiyuv to burn it. The chum say you have a chiyuv to mefarz zera l'ruach. Or no, that's just a way of not having chametz. There's no din to get rid of it, dafka. Just there happens to be no way to get rid of it besides being mefarz zera l'ruach.
You don't have anything.
Right, so Reb Chaim already says this. Reb Chaim already says that according to Yehuda, it's kumva aseh, and according to Chachamim, it's iser aseh. That's Reb Chaim already, right? You like Reb Chaim? That's what he says.
All right, look, Rabbi, let's not get carried away right now. Okay.
So
yeah, let's control
ourselves. That's what Reb Chaim says. A lot of Achronim though don't like this Reb Chaim, and they say, "What do you mean? According to you, Reb Chaim, you can just wait until it." The chametz becomes nisrach, or let's say you can make it nisrach. Can you just make chametz nisrach, and then once it's nisrach, then it's not there's no shame chametz anymore. It's nisul lechilas kelev. Once it's nisul lechilas kelev, there's no.
What kind of kasha is that? I mean, you mean just wait till it becomes spoiled or something?
Or spoil it.
But until it becomes spoiled, you're over Bavi Rabbi Matzah. So how can you wait around? I don't understand. You're Kavadik Akasha right now.
Okay. So these are again, these are just Gemaras. I think it's important to always know Gemaras, right?
Yeah.
So the Gemara on the Mem Heva Beis says that Pas She'ifsha, right? Chametz, which becomes spoiled, Venissim, whatever it's. The Gemara,
but Rafi, until the pas becomes ifsha, takes time, right? Yes. So whatever amount of time, let's
Gemara,
say it takes just 5 minutes.
Just let me hear me out for a second, please.
Right.
The Gemara says that pas ifsha, so you shall me that the Ravid quotes over here, that the pas ifsha of Nisim Lechil's Kelev, you still have a chiyuv to get rid of.
Yeah.
So they ask Reb Chaim, why do the chiyuv get rid of it if it's very Nisim Lechil's Kelev? Right? Why? You can't wait around to become that.
Right.
But once it becomes that, you shouldn't have to get rid of it anymore.
If you say just an Isra say.
Because there's no Isra on it anymore. That's the kasha they ask me about.
I mean, I can answer that guy. I don't think that's the world's biggest kasha. I mean, you could say once there's been a chiyuv on the chametz before.
There's no chiyuv. It's just an Isra say. There's no chiyuv. It's just an Isra say. That's the whole point.
But there's still a mitzvah of tashbisu.
No, mitzvah of tashbisu is an Isra Aseh according to Chaim, according to Chachamim. So the answer is Pasha. So there are already some Akronim answered like this. I think I saw Chesko Bransky says like this.
Yeah.
That I think there's a Rishonim who says like this. The Sefer Ma'oros says like this. It's quoted in the Shita Kamay. He says that Echam is din derabanan. That Lamaisa there's an Isser Hana. That even after it's Nifsal, it's still Asr Bahana because it's Minan Nikbarin. And the stuff is still Asr Bahana even though it's Nifsal. So you can get rid of it like every Isser Hana. Isser Hana, you're not gonna have around, you have to bury it. That's a Mishnah and then a Tamura. You have to bury it. So it's the same, you have to get rid of it because it's a Navi din Tashbisu. Me din the Surya Nashabo. That's what this echad is. It's derabanan. So what? Let me just wrap up to make sure that we get what has happened here. Again, so I'm saying that before Pesach, it sounds like most Rishonim would hold it's just an Isra Aseh.
Mm-hmm.
Question is once then and but the minhag is based on Rashi that and one reading of Rashi to say that no, there's also a chiyuv before Pesach. That's where our minhag is before Pesach. On Pesach, then Tzaruna Yehuda kicks in, and so Yehuda holds the chor. There's a chiyuv, right? Because says you have to burn it like Nosar, but the Chachamim hold that Chachamim, that's the question. What do the Chachamim hold? So Reb Chaim says no. The Chachamim just say it's an Isra Aseh, and just, I want to give Smuchin to Reb Chaim. This will finish. They say it's only an Isra Aseh because the Chachamim don't like this. I want to give a wonderful Smuchin to Reb Chaim. First of all, Tosus up here Chaf Chas on the Beis basically says it, and also Tosus on Chaf Alf on the Beis basically says it. But I can't give you all the rise. If you look, it's the first. Tosus says that you can really just according to Yosi, you can sell the Chametz to get rid of it. Because you're allowed to get enough from it, and you can sell it. You can sell it. You have a chiyuv to get rid of it at that point. No, you see, you don't have a chiyuv to get rid of it. You just can't have it. So according to us, there's an Isser Hana, so you can't sell it. But according to Yosi, there's no Isser Hana. You can even sell it. Fine. But the Gemara here, I want to bring a Raya. The Gemara here says that you could that the only reason you're not allowed, you have to be. Why would you be far of the Zerah Ruach? You can really just throw it in by on its own. The reason you really throw it in whole. Far of the Zerah Ruach, you couldn't. You wanted to. Because you're getting rid of it. You're now
crushing it up and you're throwing it into the wind, so now it's like nothing, it's gone. Or the Gemara says, no, but etzim, you can really just do it when it's whole. And Rashi explains, the only reason you can is because the din derabanan, because shema yimsa acher v'yochlenu. You have to get rid of it. You can't just forget that someone else might come and eat it. You have to get rid of it.
Well, I mean, when we're talking about throwing it into the sea, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
So you could say that throwing it to the sea, since it will spoil the comments, that's already considered to be destroying it.
Right. So that's a possibility. It's a possibility, but I'm saying as a smucha for sure, it would seem that. But etzim, you can just get rid of it. Tosfos over here said you can just bury it. You can just put it in a hole. You can bury it. You have to get rid of it. Like, yeah, it's not. I mean, better to just three inches under. It's not like a. But so I think a very simple understanding from different Rishonim, like the ones over here and over here, I think that Rav Chaim might be right. That Korn Chamin, even after Zman Isser, there's just an Isser Asay. Korn Rav Yehuda, really, but etzim, also he agrees that Tishpiz is just an Isser Asay. But he happens to learn Kabachomer, that there's a Chiyuv, just like. There's a kavod chomer from the nosar, not from the shpisu. From the chiyuv of nosar, there's a chiyuv to burn it. I'm giving a smukin to Rav Chaim. So basically, before I think most people.
What kavod chomer?
The Gemara in Zayin of
Beis.
According to Yehuda. So according to Yehuda, there's a kavod chomer from nosar to learn like the shpisu that you have a chiyuv to burn it. And according to the Chacham, they don't have such a kavod chomer. So there's no reason. So then doesn't Israel say what it was? The same like it was before Pesach. So that's what I mean. I'm just basically trying to get smukin to Rav Chaim.